Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese, presents Babook, a radio version by Lester Fuller of his play dramatized from Guy Endor's famous book of the same name. The year 1790. A slave ship bound from Africa to the French sugar plantations on the Isle of San Domingue in the West Indies.
We're on the ship of death. We're dead already.
The last time I sign on a slave runner.
You'll get used to it, son. We land tomorrow. Hey, shut up! All of you, shut up! They think we're going to eat them. White men don't eat human meat. You're crossing the water to the white man's land. You'll wear golden clothes and work in the white man's field. Yeah. Golden clothes.
Hello, Captain.
How do you do, Monsieur Adelus? Glad to see you again, sir.
Good trip, Captain.
Not so bad, Monsieur Adelus. Only 30 slaves died.
Good. We'll need the live ones for the field. Yes, Naiti, I'm sad for home. We're strangers here, and home is far away beyond the clouds.
Remember, Babook, remember how we used to gather round the lighted fires at home, and how we listened to the wise men tell stories, stories about brave men?
Yes, and I was the best storyteller in the village.
But here in San Domingue, your tongue is tied. The other slaves think the devils of dumbness are in you.
Huh?
Will your tongue always be bound, Babook? Why are we slaves?
If we run away, we're beaten.
Will it always be like this, Babook? We're like beggars here. Shall we be content if the masters throw us a few seeds?
Can we lift our heads alone and shout for freedom? The others are like children. They kick their heels in the air for a piece of candy and forget that their sweat waters the king.
Someday all this will be changed. Someday we will all rise up and beat down our enemies.
Someday. Someday. Oh, you're beautiful, Naiti. Let me put my head in your lap. Your hands are soft and cool. They melt away my sadness. My heart lies quiet.
Have the packages come from the boat, Francois?
Yes, my dear.
Oh, good. Then we'll have some real French food for the party tonight instead of this awful lady food. I've been here for 20 years and I still haven't learned to digest these tropical foods. Let's see. I think I'll put Laborie next to Antoinette's dinner. He ought to amuse her. He was in Paris 4 years ago. Oh, my, it's hot, isn't it? I'll never get used to this climate. It isn't natural, is it?
No, my dear.
Yes, I think I will put Laborie next to Antoinette and her fiancé. What is he? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
Look at Babbitt in the sun.
Stop working, Babook.
Go down on my shot, Babook. The overseer isn't looking. You're, stop.
You're right, Babook. Don't listen to these fools.
You know, Babook, if you work all the time, the master will be sure to see you. You'll get ahead, Babook. You'll go far, and the master will be very proud of you. He'll say, of all the slaves on the island, there's no one like Babook. And you know what he'll do?
What?
He'll invite you to his daughter's party tonight and make you a master too. Oh, Babook, when you're the master, please don't beat us. We promise to work hard for you, master.
Oh, Master Babook, please don't whip us.
What a school I have for you, master.
Fools! You call yourselves men. The master's whip cracks in the air and you kiss his hand for bounty. You plow your sweat into the ground to buy pretty dresses for his daughter, while you're happy to wrap your own body in rags. You think you're brave. Yes, you're brave. Brave enough to sneer at the scarecrow in the fields, but you grovel your noses in the mud of the road when the master's carriage passes. You're slaves! You're fools! You're slaves because you lull your misery with empty laughter. I was born a free man, and I'll die a free man. It's better to die for truth than to live with lies. Laugh. Go on, laugh! You're like dry nuts. You rattle in the breeze.
Bumba. Kanga bafiate, kanga mulele, bumba.
What's that you're singing, Babook?
Nothing, Mr. Odluck.
Nothing, eh? Don't you know a slave was burned last week at the Duplessis plantation for singing that song?
No, monsieur.
You're lying, Babook. You've been a troublemaker ever since you came here. There isn't the worst slave on the island.
No, no, monsieur.
Babook, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Monsieur.
Maybe this will teach you not to sing.
Oh, my back feels like a dead thing.
Poor little water, Igna. He beat me, too, for a little water I didn't steal.
Oh, don't worry, Mozambique. Someday all this will change. Someday we'll be free.
Even a fool sometimes speaks like a wise man.
I worked hard, Babu. You know I worked hard. And they beat me.
They beat you, and they beat me, and they beat us all. Not always with the whip, but in ways more cunning, in ways that eat more surely into the bone. Chains make not only a slave, they also dull the eyes and deafen the ears and clog the nose. To dead eyes, a woman's grace is but the waving of a field of cane waiting to be cut. A scarlet sky means nothing but a sweating skin. A wooded forest, but there are no forests in the mink. Cane is more precious for the soil to bear. Sweet, straight cane for the mouth.
A storyteller's tongue is smooth. The teeth cannot catch it. But an elephant rushes down trees and doesn't speak a word.
There aren't enough men yet, Ignis.
A message came from the Duplessis plantation today. All over the island they're ready. Listen, a man must be found to lead us. A young man. The day is coming. We will be ready.
Freedom?
If we take it.
Freedom!
I worked hard. One, two, three. I cut the cane. One, two, three.
Ignis, the sun breaks through. Tell me what to do.
Listen, and I will tell you. They are waves. They are waves.
At
Toast, ladies and gentlemen.
Toast.
Freedom and liberty, eh, Hubert?
To freedom, Monsieur Duke.
To freedom.
Oh, but the noble politics, Monsieur. It is much too hard. Well, tell us, Hubert, what's the news from Paris?
But how can we speak of Paris without mentioning politics, Madame Dornduc?
Yes, Mother, there's no talk of anything in Paris today but the revolution. The rabble had gotten out of hand. Why, even the opera's closed.
Really?
Antoinette, these minor disturbances can't be avoided in the great struggle for liberty and freedom.
But they needn't be so brutish about it. Imagine, a crowd of hoodlums stopped our carriage and made Hubert bow to each one and address him as citizen.
Oh, I really don't know what this world is coming to. It can be dreadful.
Here, what's that dreadful noise?
Just the blacks, my dear. They're celebrating your engagement party, too.
How nice.
Well, how's business, Laborie?
Oh, how can it be? These ship owners must be stopped. First, they keep the price of slaves so high that we're in debt to them over our ears. And then, to work off the debt, we produce more sugar. What happens? The surplus gluts the market and the price of sugar falls. So we have to buy more slaves to produce more. We plunge farther into debt and hope somehow to catch up. Oh, but it's hopeless.
We're all bankrupt.
But I noticed that none of you has suggested giving up your plantation since you lose so much money.
Where do you get such ideas, Hubert? Who wants to hear a story?
Who's that? Babble? Hey, all of you, Babble, speak!
No, the dog has found its tongue.
Well, do you want to hear the story or not?
Yes. It's America. Babble.
Yes, I speak. When I have something to say, I speak. Only monkeys jabber to give their teeth exercise.
What's the story, Babu?
How would you all like to be free?
How would we like to be free? How would you like to be free? I'd like to be rich, too.
Maybe they'll rain bananas.
Wait a minute. Don't laugh. You're going to be free. Yes, it's true. We're to be sent home. Listen, a great black king has been born, greater and more powerful than any other king. He's coming to free us. He's going to wipe away the black cloud that hides our sun. He's building ships to take us home.
What's his name?
Yes, sir.
His name's Flinker. King Flicker.
Why didn't you tell us before?
Captain, who told you?
I heard a voice in the wind. Then there was a tremendous crash of thunder and the skies opened. I opened my eyes and King Flicker stood before me. My name's King Flicker, he said, and I've come to take all the slaves back home. I'm going to make them free.
Flicker! King Flicker!
Tonight, sing and dance. Tomorrow we'll be free. I haven't heard you express your opinion of the slaves yet. All visitors form their opinions early.
I've hardly had time to form an opinion.
These so-called humanitarians think we're nothing but a set of cruel beasts who force the naturally virtuous savage to slave for us.
Well, I don't entirely approve of this system of human servitude.
That's human servitude, indeed.
What about the workers in France who earn scarcely enough to add garlic to their diet of bread? Who are so miserable, they bless the judge who condemns them to life in the galleys of Toulon. Have you seen such misery here?
No, Lavery. I certainly don't approve of that either.
The eternal arguments of the so-called philosophers of France.
Yes,
impractical theory, that's all. What's that? Come, let's see what all the noise is about.
Oh, good luck. Make them stop that song. It stirs them up.
Oh, nonsense. Let them have their skill for once.
I tell you, Odeluck, we're living on a powder barrel.
and we're going to cast the torch ourselves.
Oh, don't be such a pet, Miss Laborie. Look, Hubert, how happy they are. They sing and dance like carefree children.
Well, Babook, are you ready to tell me who started the story about the Black King? It's not so much fun to hang here by your wrist like a tight of beef, is it?
Captain, I won't have you treat my slaves like this. It's obvious he knows nothing. Besides, you'll ruin him for work.
Am I the military governor of the island, or am I not? This insane story has disrupted the whole army. They've been chasing around for a week looking for runaways. Besides, the slaves won't work. They stop and start to howl like imbeciles. And all they can say is, Tlika, Tlika. Now listen, Babook. You'll hang like this until your arms are pulled out from your chest if you don't tell. And that's not all we'll do to you. Did you ever see a slave burn? You twist and groan and gasp for air, but it doesn't help. You burn just the same. You don't want that to happen to you, do you?
No, Captain.
Well, then, all I want you to do is tell me who started the story about the Black King. That's not so much to do, is it? Tell me his name. You can have the day off. No work to do all day. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Come, Babook, if you're innocent, nobody will hurt you. Just tell us who started the story.
You speak, you black savage, I'll know the reason why. Come on, out with it. Who started that story? Maybe 50 lashes with a wet whip will make you talk.
You black savage, you, I'll make you talk. My God, you tell me.
Ignas, they've got my book.
Beat the drums. Get all the slaves to the forest.
They've got my book. They've got my book. They've got my book.
I'll tell you who started the story. I'll tell you.
What?
I can't stand it anymore. Let me down. I'll tell you.
Tell me and I'll let you down.
Let me down. Come nearer.
All right. Tell me.
Hey! Let go! Let go! Help! Help! Let go!
Goodbye, soldier.
Oh, Babook, we thought you were dead.
Dead? Why, they can't kill Babook because Babook isn't ready to die just yet.
Babook, we all prayed to Dambala to save you.
Ah, what kind of men are we that we should pray to Dambala for the favor of the white masters? Haven't we any strength of our own? At home in our tribes, did we do nothing but beg? Did our arms dangle wearily at our sides? Or did we sing a battle song and go out to fight? Aren't we men here too? Even the enormous elephant fell before our spears. Ah, but there is better game than that which runs on 4 feet. There's the best game of all, the beast that walks on 2 feet.
Yes, we've been bitten often by snakes, but must we forever shy at earthworms? What are we afraid of?
When the sun rises, Ignace will set fire to the cane at DePlessis plantation. That will be the signal for the rest. Then the others will set fire to their field.
No, don't, Babu. Listen to an old man. Listen before it's too late. Your fury, your anger has made you all blind. You are a handful here.
What can you do against the guns of the soldiers? There's a right way and a wrong way. We must not kill, for what will we get but blood? The spirit of freedom is in the air we breathe. The masters cannot escape it.
Wait, you say. I say we will not wait. You're too used to the lash. Your back cries for it. Ah, the god of the masters is thirsty for the water of our eyes. Must we weep forever for that thirsty god? Is there no other god in heaven? Yes, there's the god who gives the sun its warmth. There's the god who lends the sea his anger and storm his rage. He is the god of the slaves. He sees the evil of the masters. Rise up, he cries. Rise up and tumble the god of the masters out of the heavens. The thirsty god of the masters shall die. Yes, there's the god who gives the sun its warmth. There's the god who lends the sea his anger and storm his rage. He is the god of the slaves. He sees the evil of the masters. Rise up, he cries. Rise up and tumble the god of the masters out of the heavens. The thirsty god of the masters shall die.
What is it? Who's there? The sky is flaming. The fields are on fire.
We want to talk to you, Mr. Woodlook.
Dabook, what are you doing with that basket? Go out and stop the fire, do you hear me?
Oh, no, monsieur. We're going to kill you.
Kill me? Dabook, stop! For God's sake, stop!
It's black with ashes. You can't tell whether it's day or night. The air is so heavy, it's hard to breathe.
Under every shadow, you're driving me crazy.
Gentlemen, I called you together here to discuss the defense of the town. Not to give you a chance to act like children.
Captain, do you think we have a chance?
The town's well fortified.
Well, what made them do it? I don't understand. What made them do it?
You wouldn't. But I understand, Monsieur Hubert, what made them do it. You foreign agitators.
Don't be absurd.
Yes, you philosophers, filling the air with idle talk of liberty and fraternity and equality.
You split our throats. At the grave of death, you bray like jackasses. It's you who deserve to die, not the slaves. You're cowards, afraid to face the world. Or perhaps you have looked and found it not to your liking, so you blind your eyes and your brain. I looked and saw a dunghill, but I thought men's hopes could change it, make it vanish. You looked and saw nothing, but your heart beat a terrible warning. You don't want to know why the slaves revolt. Truth to you is only what you want to believe. You don't dare whisper to yourselves or you'll never sleep again.
This is treason.
No, call your own acts treason, Captain.
You're under arrest. Guard, put this traitor in a cell.
Kill me. Perhaps that'll stop the revolution.
I don't know what the world's coming to.
Stop those drums. Stop them, somebody. Stop them.
Gentlemen.
Yes, Captain. Let's do something.
There's only one thing to do. Massacre them all, loyal and rebel alike. They've all become infected.
With these, with liberty.
The town is well fortified. The troops are loyal. I have already given orders for the construction of 50 new racking wheels and 100 new gallows.
I'm an old man. Listen to me. Let's take to the boats.
And leave everything behind? Do you think we're fools?
Better a live fool than a dead planter.
The troops will hold them.
I hope so.
Make them stop, please. Make them stop.
We've waited 2 days. Why don't the others come?
Why do we have to wait here? Let's attack the town.
We'll wait for the others.
Wait. I'm sick of waiting.
You fool. You think we can fight the soldiers alone? The drums are beating. The others will know that we are ready. They'll come.
Dabook, I'm afraid.
What poison have you all drunk? Freedom isn't for cowards.
Death in the air, Babook. Don't you feel it?
Are you afraid of freedom, too? Are you afraid to stand alone on the hill, your face to a cloudless sky, your lungs breathing a wind that has no master? Are you afraid of the sun, the moon, and the stars?
They're coming!
The others are coming!
They're coming!
Coming through!
Where's Babook? Babook! Babook, they sent me to tell you we're ready.
Yes, are we.
The soldiers are ready, too. I saw them putting big, shiny pistols on the hill.
Big, shiny pistols? Bigger than this musket?
1,000 times bigger. And they put iron balls in them.
Iron balls?
Like iron balls.
I've seen them.
They're big.
Wrong.
No, it's true.
Iron balls. Can iron balls hold us back? It's just some new magic of the masters. But their magic isn't any good anymore. We march!
Cannon ready?
Aye, Captain.
Good. Remember, don't shoot till I give the order.
Aye, Captain.
None devils. The way they beat those drums.
They're coming. Listen.
Sound the call. Remember, don't fire till I give the order.
What are they doing now? Why don't they come?
Quiet.
Why don't they come?
Ready, men? Fire!
Come on, New Zealand! Fire it again!
Jack, why don't you come back for more?
That'll hold you! Did you see them run? Come on, we'll make you freeze!
Reload cannon. Reload and wait. We'll see how they like the taste of iron, the heathen scum.
Wait! Wait, don't run! Let's go back and fight! Ah, it's time to die than to be slaves! Victory is for men, not cowards! Come on! Sing!
Hey, Bumba! Yeah, Bumba! Gangnam Bajete! Gangnam Rename!
Come on! Let us march to death singing! My chest will hold the iron ball! My throat will sing for freedom! Freedom!
Ready? Fire!
They will not turn! They keep coming!
Look at that fool who's leading! He's rushing to the cannon!
I've got him! I've got it! My chest will hold the iron ball!
Fire!
It is deemed the judgment of this assembly, elected by the citizens of the new Republic of France in the year 1, that the rights of men are hallowed and inviolate wherever the flag of France shall fly. The glorious principles of the revolution, liberty, fraternity, and equality, must be maintained, or the hopes and sacrifices of mankind have been for naught. But we have proclaimed the sanctity of the rights of property. They too are sacred and inviolate. As a man, the slave was created free and equal to all. But as a slave, he is the property of his master, and so must remain in perpetua.
Columbia Workshop has presented Babook, a radio version by Lester Fuller from his play of Guy Endore's book of the same name. Edward A. Blatt and Irving Reese directed. The Columbia Workshop is an experimental dramatic laboratory which was established a year ago by CBS to explore the dimensions of the oral play, to try new techniques in their presentation, to encourage new writers for the medium, and to experiment with all forms of pure sound in drama and its effect on listeners. Your cooperation and interest helps us considerably in determining the success or failure of these experiments. The workshop welcomes your suggestions, criticisms, and comments on its program. If you have a favorite story which you think would lend itself to unusual dramatization, write to the director of the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. Tune in next week for Mr. Sycamore, a dramatization of John Eyre's unusual fantasy of the mailman who became a tree. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.